We know Colorado is the place that is one of the hottest areas in the United States of America with respect to oil and gas leasing. We need to make sure that we continue to fight for the fair share that Colorado should receive from activities relating to oil and gas development on federal leased lands. In that regard, I have introduced today legislation that will restore the 50-50 traditional split between the federal government and the states concerning revenue from the Mineral Leasing Act. It is my hope that that legislation will receive significant support from both Democrats and Republicans so that we can restore the traditional rule that would bring that amount of money back to Colorado. He was focused on Anvil Point. He was focused on the surplus, which is in the trust fund that was created when the Naval Oil Shale Reserve was transferred from the Department of Defense over to the Bureau of Land Management. He was only dealing with that part of the money. The reality of it is that when we're talking about oil and gas leasing in Colorado, it extends far beyond anything that's happening just at Anvil Points. I'm going to try to get this done in perpetuity. You know, the 50 share between the federal government and the states has been one that has been in place for a very, very long time, for as long as I can remember. It may have been in place ever since the Mineral Leasing Act was passed in 1920. And the Bush administration reversed that precedent last year in the omnibus and is continuing it this year again. The budget that the president presented last year assumes that the share to the states will in fact be reduced in the 09 fiscal year, which starts October of this year. So we will be moving forward with this legislation to make it a permanent fix of the substantive federal law of the United States. In a very few short hours, we will be moving forward on an effort to bring the Senate Finance Economic Stimulus Package to the floor of the U.S. Senate and to have a vote on it. It has been a piece of legislation which I have worked on very hard for the last several weeks. I believe it is a good piece of legislation because it will help our economy from going further into the ditch, and it will do so by making sure that we are putting money back into the pockets of consumers in America so that money can then be spent to jumpstart the economy. It also will provide a significant number of incentives for small businesses as well as large businesses so that they can invest in equipment and in expansion in order to create jobs here in America. Our version of the economic stimulus package here in the Senate, in my view, is significantly better than the legislation that came out of the House. And the last thing I will say about the economic stimulus package is that it's important that we start working on the housing crisis, which is in large part the root cause for the economic doldrums that we find ourselves in today. In that regard, we've included in this Senate finance package a $10 billion mortgage revenue bond that would help the states for refinancing of some of these homes that otherwise would be going into foreclosure. I am also hopeful that after we get this stimulus package done, that we can then move forward and put together other economic policies that will be important to get our economy back in the saddle. And that, from my point of view, should include a package that has another set of provisions relating to the housing crisis, legislation that moves forward the energy finance package, which we passed out of our finance committee last year, and finally the passage of the 2007 Farm Bill. If we could do all of that in the next couple of months, I think that we would be doing our job to try to get the economy back on track.